Phil, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Good. Can you just tell the people who are going to be listening to this a little bit about what kind of business you're in? And
okay, presently I'm in an excavating and trucking business, which is basically what I was doing before. However, the old business had kind of got mired down in some bad debts and a lot of bad receivables, and got to a point where the bank was really pushing us to put up a lot more personal collateral against our business loans, which we didn't feel was necessary to do, and we didn't feel justified doing because they hadn't been very cooperative over the years, and it just got to a point where they weren't willing to budge, and neither were we, basically. So we started looking at some alternatives, you know, either get the business refinanced, back off the ground, either to liquidate it, and just start looking at different avenues, at which time I got referred to Scott.
And on the refinancing, did you look into that at all?
Yeah, we did. We contacted several other banks, and it was just things had just come back off the quote-unquote bad recession, and banks weren't really interested in doing things with construction guys and or trucking guys. And we really just had hit a lot of dead ends, and we just were really very, very frustrated. And that's, I mean, we were kind of at our wits' end, basically.
So you feel that you pretty well worked that angle to the best of your ability by the time you threw your hands up, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. We probably contacted over a dozen different banks, local and out of town, and did some pretty thorough, you know, resumes for them, credit apps, you know, financial statements, et cetera, et cetera. And the business really wasn't in that terrible of shape. I mean, it could have, with some help from a cooperative bank, it could have bounced back, and, you know, it could have been a, we could have seen a positive cash flow. Then we could have got, you know, gotten back on our feet, which, as a matter of fact, now, after having gone through the assignment with my former business and doing what I'm doing now, I'm in better shape than I have been in 5 years.
Yeah. And you got there pretty quickly, as I recall, too.
Yeah. Hang on one second. I got a call coming. Oh, just, never mind. We'll ignore it. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I did. I'm in, as I say, I'm in better shape than I have been in 5 years. As a matter of fact, I saw the quote-unquote light at the end of the tunnel probably 30 to 45 days after doing the assignment. Things started to turn around quickly.
Now, part of your objective, as I recall, had to do with the partnership itself. Is that correct?
Correct. Getting rid of the partnership and just getting back going by myself, actually.
Yeah. And were you able to accomplish that as well?
Absolutely. I'm basically 100% on my own now. And in the old business, we had anywhere from 6 to 8, even up to 12 seasonal employees, and now I'm already up to back up to 10 myself.
Excellent. And were you able to get the equipment that you needed to operate?
Yeah, the funny thing is, after having gone through the assignment, it's pretty much wiped a lot of bad, you know, bad-looking things off the record, and I found that I've refinanced the one piece that Case Power and Equipment, or basically Case Incorporated, wasn't willing to do for the former corp, and they've now been willing to do for me. And as a matter of fact, they've extended me some further credit, and I bought another piece through them.
That's interesting, because that's one of the concerns that most people have in going into this is, you know, what am I going to do on the other side of this? And my answer is always, well, it's easier to get new credit for a corporation that has no credit than one that has bad credit. But you're actually saying that you really had virtually no problem at all getting credit extended to you going forward. Is that correct?
No, none whatsoever. As a matter of fact, I got credit from two of the major creditors that we had leaning on us pretty heavily in the old business, one of which was Mack Trucks, and the other, as I said, was Case Equipment, which is a really big national equipment dealer. And they've both been really helpful and really receptive to any new credit I've tried to get.
And you said your bank had been pushing you pretty hard. How long has it been since we went into this process and actually first contacted your bank, and what is their position now?
I was probably, to be very honest, I kind of forgot the exact date, but we probably started all this thing back in February and March, and so we've liquidated.
That would be about, what, 5 months ago?
Yeah, 5 to 6 months, and I want to say we've liquidated probably 50 to 60% of the stuff we told them we were going to. And he's been, at first they were kind of hesitant, I think, stemming from the fact they really didn't understand the assignment. And now that you've basically kind of held his hand going through it, he kind of understands it a little more, and he's been pretty cooperative lately.
Good, good. What is, if you, there's a question that I always get asked, and that is, okay, you've sold me on all the upsides of the plan. What's the downside? And I always have a hard time answering that. From your perspective, having been through this kind of a process, and in your case, we did issue an assignment. We don't always do that, but we used it in your case. What was the downside of this, if you could identify one?
To be very honest, I really can't, because I had another gentleman that I referred to you asked me the same question. We were sitting just having a friendly cocktail one night, and he told me, he said, it can't be all that great. He goes, what's the downside? And I really couldn't come up with one for him then. And to be very honest, I can't right now. In all honesty, I'm happier than I've been in 5 years. Happier, and things are going smoother, and I just feel way more successful, and I'm sleeping at night, bottom line.
That's great. There's another reaction I get from clients quite often, and that is, boy, this seems pretty dramatic. I don't know if my problems are all that serious, and gee, I should be able to find a less severe type of solution to the problem than stiffing my creditors or whatever their perception is of what's being done, even if it's just plain old outright dramatic and too traumatic for them. What's your feeling about that?
That was my initial gut reaction too, but I think that comes from the person that eventually seeks, you know, this procedure. I think is just you're so tired. You're so tired of being tired and being run through the mill, and you know, things dragging out for so long. You just can't believe that something can really work, and that you think that any solution to their problem is going to be so drastic that your only people are going to want to be banging on your door, trying to take your house, take your money, seize your assets. I mean, you imagine the IRS, you know, beating down your door, so on and so forth. Yeah, it just doesn't happen. I mean, but I think, as I say, that gut reaction just comes from, I know in my case, it just came from the fact I was just so frustrated and so disgusted, I just wanted out. And I just could not believe that anything that would get me out or even get me back, you know, to a median level, or just an average level of sanity, which could be easy, would have to be it'd have to be torturous and dramatic, and I think that's where that comes from, but it's not at all. It's the best move I ever made.
And you're dealing with some of the same creditors still, are you not?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. In fact, I'm dealing with the same creditors, and I'm dealing with the same people, the same personnel that I was in this previous enterprise, and they're happier than heck. They couldn't be happier with me, and the same. And as a matter of fact, the one large piece that I refinanced in the new corporation, they've even gone so far as to bring it back into their shop several times to shape it up and then put it back in 100% operating condition, because that was a stipulation of the original contract with the old corp, and I made them hold to that, or we negotiated for them to hold to that in turn for us, you know, bringing payments current, et cetera, et cetera. And I think what people find out once, you know, the client, the person in my shoes finds out, once you make the move and people realize you're trying to do something, if anything, you know, in a positive approach, that they're more than willing to help you out.
That makes sense. Yeah, that's been our experience as well. What about clients? Did you lose any business? Did you gain business? What happened to your clientele? Because a lot of people are concerned about, well, if I do this and word gets out, I'm going to lose business.
That was an initial concern of mine, but I've kind of, as I've worked through this, I've kind of found that the clients I've retained, which I've got to say up front are probably 90%, are the ones that I wanted to retain. Any ones that I've lost weren't worth keeping, and were probably lost at my doing. It was kind of a weeding out process of my own, because bad clients just make for bad receivables, and I didn't need them anyway.
Yeah, and that's a real concern in your business, too. What about alternatives? Besides the financing, what other alternatives had you looked into, or hadn't you? Had you considered bankruptcy? Had you considered anything else?
We considered bankruptcy, and then we'd also talked to several other people in our situation, and one of them, or several of them, said, to heck with it, just close the doors and let things run out. But in my situation, I knew a lot of my creditors and vendors personally. I mean, they were friends besides being creditors, and I didn't want to just totally lock the door and just, you know, totally stiff them. And now that I've worked through the assignment, it's opposed to bankruptcy, you know, what I still would consider a dramatic procedure, the assignment still seems to be the best alternative by far.
Okay, What about cash flow? A lot of people say, yes, but I have to create cash flow, and I try to explain that by suspending the payables and continuing with receivables, we can actually create cash flow. What kind of experience did you have with regard to that? Did you create any, were you able to see the benefits of any kind of a positive cash flow from this or no?
Yeah, absolutely, but it wasn't a cash flow, it wasn't a continuing cash flow from the old business, it was just a new cash flow that I was able to generate in this new venture, which is basically the same sort of business, but as you just said, once you eliminate the old payables and the old liabilities that you have, get those out of your hair, you immediately, any new cash flow you generate, you can put, to a positive approach, or, put it towards positive ends, buy new equipment, pay off new bills, get new credit established, et cetera, get your payroll current, get your 941s current. It just goes on and on. Once you basically just get those old skeletons out of your closet and get the old headaches out, just not only the new cash flow, but just the fresh ideas you have, and you just feel like a new person, period.
Makes sense. What would you tell someone who says, oh, yeah, but you can't do that in my industry. My industry is too small. Word travels too fast.
Oh, no, myself and my ex-partner, we're local guys. We've been in town here for 30 years, and we've been in business for probably five. We were incorporated for 5 years, and we were about as small as they come, and everybody knew us. And truthfully, both of us have landed on our feet. He's bounced back. So have I, and I don't think anyone really would be too small or too large that I know personally to have this work for him. Getting back to the point of this versus bankruptcy versus just closing the doors and walking away, I think this is the most comfortable and most, workable solution for everyone concerned. The businessman, the creditors, and on down the line.
Okay. All right. Any last parting words of advice for somebody who may be facing the types of problems that you were facing at the time that you made your decisions?
Yeah, the best way I can sum it up is, as I told the last person I referred to, your office. Quit beating your head against the wall, quit losing sleep at night, and at least do something. Go talk to Scott and see what it's all about, and believe me, you'll walk out of the office standing like a new person. I know I did. When I walked into Scott Danima's office the first day I met him, I walked in, stooped shoulders, slumped over. I felt like the weight of the world was on my shoulders. I couldn't make another day. I wanted to move, just leave everything. Not even tell anybody where I was going, and when I left that day, I had a bounce back on my step, and I felt like there was an answer.
Excellent. Excellent. Phil, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us, and I know the people are going to appreciate being able to hear your insight to these types of issues. Thanks a lot.
All right, Scott. You're very welcome. Thank you for everything.
Bye-bye.
Bye.